Good morning, dear Aurelians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to all of you who are listeners from near and far. Today is Thursday, 2nd of April, and here in Auroville is partly cloudy and 25 degrees Celsius, and weather forecast for today says times of clouds and sun with a shower or thunderstorm in spots this afternoon, and partly cloudy over the night. Temperatures from low of 26 to high of 34 with heat index on 38 degrees Celsius, and maximum ultraviolet index is today on 9, which is very high. Southerly winds at 15 km per hour with occasional gusts on 26 km per hour. Moon is waxing gibbous, illuminated on 97%, and on Friday the moon is full, and on Saturday is total lunar eclipse. And it will be visible in most of North America, South America, Asia and parts of Australia. The moon will be totally eclipsed, totality for about 5 minutes. From beginning to end it will last for 3 hours and 29 minutes. This is the third eclipse in 2014-15 tetrads. And since the total eclipse will last less than 5 minutes, it making it the shortest lunar eclipse of the 21st century. The lunar eclipse will start in Delhi, which is also our time zone, 6:42, and it will end at 7:15. This eclipse will be falling in 15 Libra. This points to a new time of new birth. Again, take this time as a positive and put any on and all unresolved issues to rest. Literally, let the issues die and try not to save them. And Libra in full moon reminds us to find the balance in the areas of our lives. On Tuesday, 7th of April at 4:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, we are invited by the Resident Assembly Service to a general meeting to discuss the proposed construction of a new road Mangalam Radial in the Pony Farm area, Kotakarai. The Resident Assembly Service would like to give a space for this case study on how implementation of the master plan is happening till now, which parts, tools and processes are missing to enable TDC to fulfill all aspects of its mandate, to hold their commitment to a collaborative approach, a wide participation, a sincere effort to integrate different perspectives while planning, developing and constructing the Auroville Township, and thirdly, which parts, tools and processes needed to be developed so that the implementation can be inclusive joint venture between residents and our appointed working groups. And last, how do we get about it? Who, what, where, when and how? Today at 7 p.m. at Alliance Francaise in Pondicherry, they will inaugurate exhibition of Jürgen Putz with the title Earth and Paint with Abstract Paintings. Tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. at Amphitheatre Matrimandir, we can listen to musical meditation for the full moon rise, the Renaissance, recorded music from 15th and 16th century, and access only from office guests. On Saturday, 4th of April at 8 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, we can listen to a concert, Melodies and Words, a concert with Clementine, Jivatma, Susanna, Svaha on vocals and Chandra on bassuri and Rolf on guitar. Songs in English, French, Portuguese and Spanish and composed by Jivatman. On Saturday, 11th of April at 8 p.m. at Bharat Niva, Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Pavilion of India, International Zone, Vocal Colors presents a concert of jazz, bossa nova, soul, pop and French chansons. On vocals Ahilia, Jivatman and Susanna, Juliet, Marlenka, Morgan and Victoria. Matt on saxophone, Ed on guitar, Jurian on piano, and Seb drums and Rolf on bass. On 4th and 5th of April, Auroville Retreat presents the work of Byron Katie, saying the suffering is optional. Byron Katie, now for the first time in India, it's a workshop titled Freedom in Inquiry, will be held in Auroville on the work of Byron Katie. It will be facilitated by Jayashree Salamutu and will be held on a weekend just after Good Friday on 4th and 5th. Discover how you can let go of your limiting beliefs, concept on your own through the work and find freedom within. And remember, suffering is optional. And from the local issues Auroville comes a reminder, the Farmers Market and Community Festival on Saturdays are at the Youth Center between 10:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Farmers, cooks, eco-warriors, handicrafts artists, singers, musicians and volunteers are all welcome. We can come to eat local organic snacks and lunch, buy local organic produce, explore local handicrafts and join in the music, games and community fun. On Saturday 4th of April at 4:30 p.m. at Kala Kendra Bharat Niva's Pavilion of India International Zone, we are invited to participate again movie and painting workshop with Catherine Marquette. And At Adi Shakti, they will hold a month-long festival to celebrate Vinapi, Chawla's birth anniversary, which is 5th of April. And this Sunday, 5th at 7 p.m., we will hear Kirtana Krishna Jazz Concert with original composition performed by jazz singer Kirtana Krishna. At 8 p.m., they will screen the musical World of S.D. Burman, which is a 45-minute multimedia presentation that includes a recorded reading of excerpts from the book of Amin Sayani, the noted radio person, and a narration of stories by author Satya Saran from the composer's life and film clips. At 9:30 p.m., there would be two performances in Terakutu and folk drama with Rajasuya Yagaman and Paralata Charitaran. And then the following Friday, 10th of April at 7 p.m., Yegeni Schwartz will present the Dragon play. The Living Co-Creation 6-week online course for Orville with Catherine Makasha-Roske and Caroline Anderson will start on April 7 at 6:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion. And here's announcements from EcoService. They are saying that they're having internal crisis and they have been forced to close down for now. They will not be collecting any waste. They can deliver extra storage sacks for you. So if you need some sacks, please call them or email them and they will deliver them to you ASAP. And they hope to get back and running very soon. And they're asking us to bear with them. We can contact them at ecoservice@orville.org or we can call them on 763-965-5954 or 944-206-7481. At the Barrett News Auditorium, tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. they will screen Mr. Hulot's Holiday, made in France in 1953. At Ecofilm Club at Sedona Forest, also tomorrow at 7 p.m. we can see Freedom Ahead, made in 2012, directed by Gretchen Mulder and Roger Van Der Woerd. At Visit the Center Movie Show, today at 8 p.m. we can see science fiction drama Edge of Tomorrow, made in 2014, and directed by Doug Ligman. And at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, tonight we can see French crime drama The Blue Room, made in 2014 in France by director Mathieu Amarac. On Saturday, there was screen international biography drama Mr. Turner, made in UK, France, in Germany 2014 by writer and director Mike Leake. At Children's Film, there's no film scheduled, but later on at Cine Club at 8 p.m., Masterpieces of Japanese Cinema, we will see drama history The Human Condition, made in Japan in 1959 by director Masaki Kobayashi. And from the Letters on Yoga by Surya Aurobindo, we read, whatever method is used, persistence and perseverance are essential. For whatever method is used, the complexity of the natural resistance will be there to combat it. Thank you for listening us. You can contact us on orvilleradio.org. Now there's something different.